This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
723 Sports Radio, 929 The Game. It's the morning shift. Mike Johnson, Allie Mack, Dylan hanging out here in Midtown Atlanta. And Squid Billy back at Casa de Squid working the new tailgate at home. Morning shift edition. Do we have an update? Do we have a grill temp? Do we have an internal temp? Anything like that going on right now?
So, yeah, I actually just checked them. I'm doing, like I said, I'm spraying these guys with butter. I can't believe it's not. It's one of my methods that I've always done with the pork butt that I got from my boy Big Jim. You know Big Jim, Mike. I'll say this. They're about 140, 150, right around that range. But they look pretty good. I'm just using the Traeger today, though. I used the barrel smoker over the weekend for the pork butt, and I was feeling a little lazy. I was like, man, and I say lazy because, you know, it's a little bit more work when you bring out the barrel smoker. Yeah. A little more prep work and a little more work kind of watching it. And I'm like, man, I'm going to do the Traeger, dude. I haven't used my Traeger in a while either. It's probably been a year since I've smoked something on it.
Wow.
So I was like, I'll use that. I've got, this is going to sound like nerdy, but I've got an Oklahoma Joe barrel smoker. I've got a Big Green Egg. I've got a Weber kettle. I've got the Traeger and I've got a Blackstone. So,
You know what else you have? You know what else you have? A problem. you got an issue, bro.
Hey, in my defense, I didn't buy one of those brand new. I bought all those pre-owned.
Look at Dylan's looking at me like, can I have one of those?
Right. Man's got one TV.
I can't fit any of those toys anywhere. So, it's all good. Bo, I do have a question, though, and I think – not only myself, Allie Mack, and Mike want to know, but I think the world wants to know if you are going to go steak Shapiro on us after the cooking is finished, and if you're going to give us your review of your tailgate at home, your final product.
I will take pictures, and I'm not overly big on filming myself eating on camera.
You got to lean in with the chest over the table.
You're not a mukbang guy.
I don't want to steal the man's shtick, you know. I mean, that steak's thing. We'll see. I want to encourage everyone. Look, we did this back in the day, and it was fun. We were all at home. I know you guys are not home right now. I know you're probably driving to work or whatever, but hashtag 929 tailgate at home on the socials, and it doesn't have to be right now. Tweet us tonight. Tweet us tomorrow. You know, maybe you get home and you say, I want to do breakfast for dinner. Boom, there you go. So let us know what you're doing.
I want to talk about Jonnu Smith for a second, but can we just what did you just say a minute ago?
You have never heard of a mukbang?
Dylan, these guys don't know what a mukbang is.
Do you know what a mukbang is?
I thought I had heard of a mukbang until you said it live on radio. Now I don't think we're talking about the same things.
It sounds awful, but it's not.
It sounds like something dirty that Dylan shouldn't be talking about. He's not old enough to
talk
about
it. That's
what I'm saying. Well, first of all, I'm almost 30. So
Googling mukbang.
a mukbang, M-U-K-B-A-N-G, I believe is how you spell it. All it is a video of you talking about whatever. You literally can be talking about whatever you want and eating. It's just a video of you eating and talking.
People make millions off of these videos. They'll be eating, 52 donuts while they're telling a story, and people love to watch people eat.
Oh, yeah. God, it sounds terrible. Okay, I just Googled it.
It's not pretty.
A Korean internet phenomenon where individuals eat large quantities of food in front of a camera for entertainment, often with a focus on the sounds and textures of eating.
Now, mukbangs have also been kind of taken down to where, like, when we do them over here, like, more so in the States, it's just like eating a meal. We'll call that a mukbang. Like, it doesn't have to be a large quantity of food, right. And we'll categorize it as a mukbang. But yeah, man, mukbangs.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to talk about Jonnu Smith coming up in just a second. He's the subject of trade rumors, and obviously him being a former Falcons tight end, the best tight end on the team a couple of years ago, you know, that's kind of a sore spot, especially since he went to the Pro Bowl last year.
Wow, shots taken.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I said that 2 years ago. I was like, why, you know, all this focus about Kyle Pitts, Jonnu Smith is a dude, and he went to the Pro Bowl last year and had, like, you know, 90 catches or something like that. So we'll talk about that in just a second.
No, I think it's just funny the way you did it.
I do want to hold your feet to the fire a little bit, Bo. 3:30 is the time. You are right about that. I know a couple people weighed in on Twitter. 3:30 is the time. Have you guys seen the slate of September games on CBS at 3:30? Because it honestly makes me kind of sad. You know, CBS, obviously not the home of SEC football anymore the way it was for so long. Mm-hmm. Here's what you got coming out of the gate at 3:30 on CBS. You got Nevada at Penn State. That's going to be on August 30th. The next weekend, you got Oklahoma State at Oregon, September 6th. You got USC traveling to the House of Horrors that is Purdue in West Lafayette. That's September 13th. And then in Lincoln, Nebraska, you got Michigan against Nebraska. Well,
I'm going to go ahead and speak freely here since no one will be upset because we have no CBS people anymore. This was the dumbest deal a sports company, and I say CBS Sports, could have ever done. I still am mouth open about the idiocracy of that company deciding that they're going to give up the SEC and be essentially the second leading brand that covers the Big Ten, because Fox pretty much owns the best games that the Big Ten has. The big noon kickoff or whatever,
yeah,
always
a good show.
Is a big game. You know?
Yeah, I agree.
And so I still don't know what their thought process was. Oh, the SEC, we're not going to overpay for the SEC? Well, you're overpaying for Nevada at Penn State. I'm sorry, that's garbage football.
It's rough. The USC against Purdue does absolutely nothing. Zero for me.
Yeah.
Zero.
I just don't understand why they thought it was a good idea to pass on the SEC because they thought it was too much money, and then go pay for this Big Ten. I mean, they don't get Michigan, Ohio State. They don't get any of it. So it just makes no sense to me. I mean, am I wrong? Am I too harsh?
No, and it's the reason I brought it up. And again, we talked about earlier about Georgia, 5 kickoffs announced yesterday. They're all 3:30 times. Marshall, Austin Peay, Tennessee, Florida, and then, of course, the Georgia Tech game on Black Friday.
How does this affect your personal lives as a viewer of the game? Does a 3:30 kickoff kind of interfere with your schedule, or how do you map things out now?
I don't know. I know Bo's got travel stuff to worry about on Saturdays, but yeah. mine's clear for college football anyways. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to be on college football starting at about 10 a.m. to about midnight anyways. I think it's all about the services, which we talked about, the Austin Peay game being on ESPN Plus, and then you got the Black Friday, which that's kind of interesting to see what people will be doing on Black Friday with the NFL on TV and everything now. So,
well, what about like kids' birthdays? Like, your kids have to go to friends' birthday parties. Like, do you schedule around that, or do you just bring the cell phone with you to watch it? Or do they go ahead and rig it up because they know
weddings,
they schedule?
Yeah, don't do that. I don't know.
That's where you tag out, Allie.
Yeah, I was gonna say, especially in Bo's in a good spot. Like, you just mano a mano.
I got pork chop.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. We're still mano a mano as well. It's just a little bit harder to split ways. But yeah, I don't know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I would say this. Mike brought up the travel, and actually Ed follows us and listens. He tweeted about 3:30 games are king. And I said, yeah, I prefer them unless I'm traveling. And then I kind of would rather get that game at night. But that said, most of the time you can watch them on a plane, you watch them on the bus on your phone, and our normal travel time is we roll up and I watch the second half in the hotel, and then Arch and I go grab dinner somewhere at a sports bar where we can watch more games. So it really isn't the bugaboo it used to be, Allie, because there's so easy to watch games. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm with it.
We're gonna push this Jonnu Smith conversation to the top of the next segment, and one of the reasons is I want people to let us know how they feel at 9:29 Morning Shift, and we'll do the wake up call obviously coming up at 4:04. I want to hear preferences on start times for you personally. If it's 3:30, then it's 3:30, right? If it's 7 o'clock and you know you got season tickets and you want to make sure that you get a chance to tailgate all day, let us know about that as well. Especially guys that are going to Athens or Auburn or Tuscaloosa or right here in Atlanta for Georgia Tech or Georgia State. So let us know how you feel about that. What's your favorite start time is? Why? I know that LSU fans like night games. Most people probably, when they have a tailgate scene, like night games. But there is, that's what I said earlier, that neutral site, 3:30, I don't know. That's a good one for me.
I'll say this. When it's like Long Island University that your team's playing, just give me a noon kick, dude. Get this over with.
Get it out of the way.
Let me watch the first half, and it should be over by, you know, like Georgia fans I know are like, Austin Peay, why can't we get a noon kick so I'm freed up by
right.
2 o'clock?
If
I
right.
gotta, you know? I mean, why not?
Yeah. I used to hate, like, as a player, because we were in Central Time in Tuscaloosa. Those 11 a.m. Oh, my gosh, dude. Wake up call at 6 a.m. You know, if you're not already up and you're getting, it's just.
I tell you what, though, Mike, a lot of good teams have tripped up going from east to central in the state of Mississippi on those noon kicks.
I know, man. It's rough.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.